This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Jimmy.
Crowder just complains and complains and complains.
Hey, man, I got one song this week.
Look at you. You got Black Box in the last segment.
I don't know what a black box is. When I say black box, it's something nasty.
Ridiculous.
Amen, brother.
Hey, Jimmy, let's go to Diamonds tonight.
Quick Panthers update. Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers have the Sabres tomorrow in Sunrise. And then they've got the Rangers Monday. Crowder and I will be back at the Amerant Bank Arena on Monday. And we will give you 4 hours of fun radio leading up to that Panthers-Rangers penultimate game of the Panther season. And then Tuesday night, they are in Tampa. That's the final game. That Tampa game is now 7:30 p.m. because ESPN picked up that game. It'll still be on Scripps here in South Florida, but it's on ESPN as well. You want to play that Brad Marchand goal one more time, Solana? I know we did it at 3 o'clock, but here is Brad Marchand's first goal as a Florida Panther.
Marchand had it taken away. Now the puck nudged along, but a one-hand feed from Petrie never got to Kane. Back in come the Panthers on the counter. Balinskas in front of chance, and they score, and it's Brad Marchand! His first goal as a Florida Panther, and it gives the Panthers a 3-1 lead with 3:39 to play here in the second. What a setup and what a finish, and Brad Marchand cashes in.
Wait a second there. I feel like I heard something from Billy Lindsay in that call that I didn't hear the first time that you played that. I don't feel like that was actually I don't think that was actually the call from last night. I mean, it was the call. That was Doug Plagans on the call here on 560 QAM. I think the excited sound you heard from Billy Lindsay may have been from the Stanley Cup. Not necessarily last night.
I can't. I've already put my calls in for the playoff run to all my box holders that I know.
Looks like it'll be Florida and Tampa. That's my guess. And I believe it'll be Chicago and Heat for the first play-in game. Correct, Solana? That's the prevailing notion?
Still possible that it could be Atlanta. But yes, right now the odds heavily favor a Heat Bulls 9-10 matchup Wednesday in the United Center.
You know what? Give me 15 minutes of Heat. Today happens to be a huge day in Miami Heat history. I don't know if you know this, Solana. Give me 15 minutes of Heat.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise.
brought to you by our friends at Hollywood Kia. Right now, you get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. They're the number one Kia dealer in all of South Florida and all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online, HollywoodKia.com.
You know what today is, Solana, in Miami Heat history?
No, I don't. I mean, I could take some guesses. End of the season.
Go ahead.
Dwayne Wade's final game, he gets a triple-double in Brooklyn?
Nope.
Deion Waiters, Tyler Johnson, and Hassan Whiteside end of the second half of the season, 31-11?
Possible, but no.
One of Jimmy Butler's big games.
Nope.
Oh, a regular season Crowder? No, no shot.
On this day in 2003, the Miami Heat retired Michael Jordan's jersey.
That's so silly. I love Jordan, but that's just goofy.
You know, people get outraged by this, and I don't see it. I don't see why it's so outrageous for Pat Riley, one of the greatest, I will say, basketball minds. He was a player, a coach, and obviously a brilliant president, is still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it's so out of line for Pat Riley to recognize the greatest basketball player who's ever played the game with a tribute that almost no one else has ever received from an opponent's squad. I don't find it as outrageous as so many Heat fans do.
So we should flat out retire Kobe Bryant's jersey.
Well, he's not the greatest to ever play basketball.
But he's up there.
Yeah, but that's not the parameter I just gave you. I just said he recognized the greatest player to ever play basketball.
And didn't they retire Dan Marino's jersey too?
Yeah.
He's not the greatest player ever to play football.
Yeah, but I mean, to retire a Dolphin great's jersey. They didn't retire the number 13.
It's goofy. Retiring Michael Jordan's jersey is goofy.
I disagree. I think it was.
What other team has? Probably Chicago, who he played for.
But that's my point, is that Pat Riley has that kind of gravitas to do that. To me, it would be silly if Joe Cronin bestowed that honor upon somebody. But for Pat Riley to do it, the godfather, because what he's saying to you is, with all the players who I coached, who I played with, by the way, he coached some of the greatest players to ever play the game. And what Pat Riley is telling you as the godfather is that Michael Jordan's the single greatest ball player that I ever saw play this game, which is my entire life. And I have to give him some honor. I just don't find it as outrageous as most Heat fans, because both of you kind of reacted when I said today was the day. You're like, oh. And most Heat fans react that way, and I just don't think that it's that outrageous.
What other team retired Michael Jordan's jersey that wasn't Chicago Bulls? But
again, I'm saying to you, it's Pat Riley. The fact that it's Pat Riley, the architects, I disagree. Again, I only think that certain guys have the gravitas to say, I'm going to honor this man because I've seen it all and I've never seen before what I witnessed from him. So, again, I don't think other teams would do that or should do that. I think it makes it special because it's Pat Riley doing it.
Is anyone else on Pat Riley's level in the NBA? Is there any other
That's a good
team?
Question. So that I'm trying to flip the Rolodex real quick to figure out who.
There's no executives have done. There's nobody in Basketball Hawk that's done what Pat Riley did. There's no one else in basketball.
Right. I would maybe make the argument when he was coaching and successful, Phil Jackson, right? But he had coached Michael. So there would have been a tie-in or whatever. But like a team president with the kind of gravitas that Riley has and the – I don't see it unless I'm looking at it through Riley colored glasses. Like
you are. Like even in other sports, other teams don't retire a jersey of a random player around the league.
I know, which is why Heat fans react that way. But I'm saying to you, that's exactly why it's special, because Pat Riley can do what no other team president can do, has ever done before, and would only do it. In other words, the Godfather is deputizing the one player. Remember, he coached Magic.
Yep,
Kareem.
Yeah.
Like, and Pat Riley is saying to you, Michael Jordan was more special on the court than anyone I've ever seen. And I, because I'm the Godfather, have to honor him in a way that no one else can.
I just, who's the Michael Jordan of other sports?
Montrezl Zealous. Tiger, yeah.
You can't retire.
I thought you were going to ask. I thought you were going to ask something else. I thought you were going to ask who's the Michael Jordan heir apparent.
Jerry Rice, Joe Montana.
But they didn't change. They didn't change the game. Tiger.
But
Tiger would probably be the most equivalent
to a Jordan.
To so Michael,
can we put a Tiger red shirt up in the Kaseya Center? It's goofy, Hawk.
Yes,
goofy.
I think if Pat Riley, I think if Pat Riley did it. It's cool.
It's goofy. Even if he played for the Heat for three games, I would accept it. He didn't.
That's what makes it so special.
It's not special. It's goofy.
Somebody texts in, please stop saying gravitas. Can't help it. Whittingham was just on.
Whitty has big words.
I start fantasizing that he's my radio co-host and I can actually use big words like gravitas.
I don't have big words. Every time you say big words, I compliment you on them. That's a good word.
I used explosivity earlier, and that's pretty much all I've got.
Well, by definition, it's a big word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a word, but it is a big word if it were.
By the way, Hawk, I scoffed at that, not because I take issue with the Heat retiring Michael Jordan's number. I happened to be at that game. I still own the T-shirt that the Heat gave out at that game. It was the only time I ever remember watching Michael Jordan back in 2003. I have no problem with the Heat retiring his number. I don't really take issue with the Heat raising 13 for Dan Marino into the rafters. To me, it was always a subtle jab at the New York Knicks, another way for Pat Riley to get back at the New York Knicks, because if you really think about it, the Heat and the Bulls met in the Eastern Conference Finals one time, but the Heat had no chance in that series. In 98, the Bulls were going to win that series. But Michael Jordan kept the New York stinking Knicks from winning NBA titles. Legitimately, he was responsible, him and Reggie Miller, from the Knicks, some of their best teams, from winning NBA titles. And Pat Riley faxes the letter to the Knicks, tells them to F off, comes to Miami. It was one more opportunity for the Godfather to send double middle fingers at the New York fan base.
Fricka, 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 sis.
Yeah, middle fingers. Not as offensive as a middle finger.
I just scoffed because I thought we were going to go into some sort of Dwayne Wade memory, some sort of, I don't know, Michael Beasley, Mario Chalmers memory, and you hit me with a jersey retirement. So I was a little disappointed.
The only other team that retired a player's jersey that didn't play for them is the New Orleans Pelicans have a Pete Maravich retired jersey.
Stop. This isn't that crazy. Crowder, I say this.
This is goofy.
Realizing,
it's goofy.
I say this realizing how heavy this statement is going to sound, but the day Michael Jordan passes, every team in the NBA will have 23 retired. The same way they did it with Bill Russell, every team honored number six.
Yeah.
So,
but again, that's ordinary stuff. Ordinary stuff. Yeah. And again, for the greatest, the greatest ones who ever played. This is out of the ordinary. It's why people scoff at it at times. This is extremely out of the ordinary, as Crowder just said. Pete Maravich, if I recall, played for the New Orleans Jazz, who became the Utah Jazz. So theoretically, Pete Maravich never played for the New Orleans Pelicans, but he was a star in that city. So that's why they retired his jersey. That would make sense to me.
And we retired Michael Jordan's because he enjoyed gambling in South Florida?
No, because Pat Riley, the Godfather of basketball, is telling you there is one person worthy of my extra special praise. And I never even got to coach him. I only coached against him.
Is this John Elway retiring Tom Brady's jersey when he was still the GM of the Denver Broncos?
And
is it equivalent to that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that would be the equivalent NFL way. Like John Elway, before he fizzled out and Denver ran him out with pitchforks, saying, I was a great. I know what it took to be a great, and this is the greatest I've ever
but
seen.
But John Elway was never the godfather. I think there's a difference between John Elway and Pat Riley.
Give me some football players that deserve to be in the Dolphins Ring of Honor.
Well, again, I want to make this clear. I'm talking about the greatest person to ever play the sport in history. I'm not doing great players. I'm not even doing elite players. I'm saying this is an honor that would be reserved specifically for, and it can only be one player, because there can only be one greatest who ever played the sport. So I don't want to give you Ring of Honor. Ask me who's the greatest NFL player of all time, or the greatest hockey player of all time. It's the only equivalency that you could do for this example.
So, Hawk, who popped in my mind, you know I love him, is Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor is the most dominant football player I've watched in my life. Lawrence Taylor, now I pulled the list up. Walter Payton, Lawrence Taylor, Jim Brown, Tom Brady, Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders, Peyton Manning, like those guys. You would want them to be in the Dolphins Ring of Honor?
No.
Why not?
But here's the
they're
caveat.
The greatest of all. Tom Brady would be.
But that, again, you're ignoring a huge part of the equation. You're ignoring a huge part of the equation, which is Pat Riley doing this. Again, I'm telling you, the scenario is Pat Riley, the godfather of basketball, the guy who built the Miami Heat to what they are now in South Florida, bestowing this honor on the greatest player who ever played the sport that has consumed Pat Riley's life. So you can't take that part of the equation out.
And that part of the equation relegates it to only Pat Riley. There's no Pat Rileys in football.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly why I'm telling you don't see that anywhere else. That's exactly you found it. My good man, Watson, you have discovered the clue.
The only person that is involved in sports worldwide could do this to their team is only Pat Riley. There's no other Pat Rileys anywhere.
Again, we just had, like, you tell me who is the equivalent to Pat Riley in another sport.
And that's why this is goofy.
That's why it's special.
Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. That combination, owner, GM, and head coach. If Bill Belichick said he wants to put somebody in the Patriot Ring of Honor, he wants to put Jim Brown or Jerry Rice in the Patriot Ring of Honor, that's goofy too. It's goofy.
Again, he's not in the Miami Heat Hall of Fame. His number's retired at the arena. There's a difference between putting him in the Miami Heat Hall of Fame, which is not what Pat Riley did. But you literally are describing the reason that I think it's cool. You're giving me the exact reasons and saying it's why it's uncool. And I'm telling you, there's no one in sport that has, I know the texter doesn't want me to use gravitas. There's no one in sport that has the gravitas that Pat Riley does, which is why I give the wink and the nod to that move and say, yep, completely acceptable.
And I respect a lot of people at their jobs, and Pat Riley's on top. He's the godfather. He is great at what he does. He made a goofy decision putting Michael Jordan in the rafters at the Kaseya Center.
99% of Heat fans will say the same thing that you just said, but that's what makes me a free thinker. Make America healthy again. RFK all day. Your internet connection. I jinxed you, Crowder. Your internet connection is terrible. Didn't I say during one of the commercial breaks, Solana, that I don't want to jinx Crowder's internet connection, but it's so great today?
Yeah, now it's probably the worst it's ever been.
It's the worst it's ever been.
Let me go cut off some of these iPads.
I mean, yeah, figure it out. I'm going to talk bad about Pat Riley for 10 minutes. I can't figure out why my internet's going bad. Boom. Pat Riley just cut your internet. So enjoy that. Hope you're happy.
You should put me up in the UN Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm a pretty nice guy.
There is no pretty nice guy. You're missing the entire point of what Pat Riley did. I keep explaining it to you
I keep explaining it to you.
And it's either goofy. You're not retaining it, or,
retaining it. It's or goofy.
What I think is going on here is you're choosing to continue to ignore every perfectly laid out fact that I've given you, and you just want to try to make it like, oh,
Riley's
it's equivalent
good at his job,
to
so
the
can,
Memphis Grizzlies putting Michael Beasley's number, and it has nothing to do with that because none of them are special like Riley and Jordan. Now, you may not be able to understand what I'm saying because you're not special in a sport or a field. You understand
yes,
what I'm saying?
I know you're what special is. Dwayne Wade's special.
Special.
I'm even with UD.
Not
the greatest. Two decades of special.
Not the greatest. Not
Michael
the
greatest. Jordan never touched a damn Heat jersey in his life.
Exactly.
Now he's in the Raptors.
Exactly.
Goofy.
That's what
goofy
makes him so special.
Stuff. That's goofball
I actually
stuff.
Think you're on my side on this thing.
Goofball stuff.
I think you understand this better than I understand it. Jimmy, you're on my side, right?
What's going on?
All right, let's get headlines. That's your 15 minutes of heat. Let's get headlines from Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Sorry, Jimmy was actually really, really interested in the recent Pivot episode that just dropped today.
Who is it?
Michael Carter Williams.
You like Michael Carter Williams, Jimmy?
I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
This the light-skinned guard.
It's like a throwaway episode, I'm sure.
I don't know who that is.
Jimmy really doesn't. I don't think he's a fan of black people. Who is this Jordan you're speaking of? Who's the best NBA player ever, Jimmy? Maravich?
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
We heard you, Solana. Your microphone was super loud.
Why would you turn on the mic before I feed it to you, Jimmy?
Oh, man.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise sauce.
I think one time I also fed you
chicken parm.
Do you remember that one?
I will never forget hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise sauce.
My wife loves what do you get with hollandaise sauce? Like eggs Benedict?
Eggs
is that
Benedict,
what always
yeah.
She loves Eggs Benedict, so she'll always eat, you know, and anytime she says hollandaise sauce, I just instinctively say, hollandaise sauce. She has no idea what I'm talking about. Nor do any of the listeners right now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, it was such a random.
It was headlines.
Yeah, it was like a really random moment, but it just out of nowhere, I fed you hollandaise sauce for no reason, and it turned into you ripping me on the air for 20 minutes about
because you've never fed me a line in our entire relationship. You've tried to take every funny line you've ever thought of, and then out of nowhere, and so I thought it was on the air, because why would he just be talking in my headphones? I thought he said hollandaise sauce on the air because he hadn't fed me a line ever in our history. So I think I just reacted on the air. Oh, good one. But no one had heard it because it was only in my headphones, and I don't know why he chose that moment to feed me a potentially line.
He had a good one for you.
Remember that? Like, out of nowhere. Hollandaise sauce.
You can take that one. That one's all yours, man. Mm. All yours, Hawk. All right. The Miami Heat do play tonight. They're playing a collection of guys who will have on New Orleans Pelicans,
Pelicans jerseys.
And then Sunday, don't forget, it's a 1 p.m. game Sunday at the Kaseya Center, regular season finale between the Heat and the Washington Wizards.
You want to guess what the line is tonight for the Heat game?
The Heat, man, I guess they're double-digit favorites.
On the road.
11.5?
15.5.
Yeah, makes sense.
15.5. How about the Bulls tonight? The Bulls, the other team we're watching, they host the Washington Wizards tonight.
The Bulls, same thing. 15-point favorites.
16.5.
Yeah.
How about Minnesota, the Timberwolves, hosting Brooklyn tonight? Oh,
22.5-point favorites.
20.5.
Yeah.
My cleaning lady really wanted to tell me that she fed the dog.
Good.
I just said, you know, I'm working.
Golden State at Portland tonight. You want to guess the line? Golden State at Portland.
14.
14.5.
I hit that one.
Boston hosting the Hornets tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's 15.5.
No, I don't think so, because Boston has nothing to play for. They're probably resting everybody. I don't know. 6.5-point favorites?
19.
They're playing college players.
That's crazy. So I guess the Hornets
are playing everyone. No, the Celtics are. I saw there's a Jason Tatum prop, so he's playing.
For what?
Culture.
Yeah, culture. Continuity heading to the playoffs.
Oh, Tatum's playing. Porzingis is playing.
Yeah, good point. The defending champs really need that continuity heading into the playoffs.
I will tell you, Porzingis is the one that they need to put on ice as long as they can.
For real, man. That guy's so fragile.
Yeah, Joker is frail. He got sick. What do you have, a headache for like 3 weeks?
Norovirus. Anybody interested in a Matt Mervis anytime home run tonight?
Nah, he ain't going back-to-back, Hawk.
Okay.
He's not in the starting lineup.
I was just about to say, he is not going back-to-back. They must be throwing a lefty, I'm guessing, the Nats.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Mitchell Parker for the Nats, Edward Cabrera for the Marlins tonight.
Hey, Hawk.
The one looks like.
Hawk, by the way, I don't know if you follow Matt Mervis on Instagram, but
I started to when I tagged him today.
Nice.
Merv Papa,
great nickname. I have, you know, now created the Mervis Militia.
Love it. Merv Militia. The Mervis Militia. Mervis Love Militia. It.
Yeah.
Love that.
Everybody's welcome aboard. We'll,
no, not everybody. You got to prove your devotion to Matt Mervis.
And what exactly would, you know, be required in proving your...
To prove your devotion?
Your devotion, yeah.
I don't know. But I'm not just accepting anybody.
Well, I'm ordering berets with Marlins logos on them for the Mervis Militia. You let me know if you want one.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get yarmulkes. You know, he's Jewish.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. He posted a video... or he posted like what are these things called, a photo dump of his time in New York. He wrote, "I love New York," and in the picture, you swipe a couple slides. He has a couple slices of za. He's got a bagel witch, and he's got a black and white cookie as well.
Oh, I mean you don't get more Jewish than a black and white cookie.
Yeah,
they're delicious.
Yeah,
those are good. I think Kyle Seeloff. Someone had texted me that Kyle Seeloff called him the Hebrew Hammer. Wow. When he hit that ding dong in the ninth.
Huh.
Crowder, we gotta go.
Yeah, man.
We're getting every other sound you're making, not even words. We gotta disconnect him and try to reconnect him because it ain't good.
Yeah.
It's the Hollandaise sauce of connections.
Michael Carter Williams, huh? Tonight in South Florida, Heat, Pelicans, Panthers won last night. Canes spring game is tomorrow, 4 p.m. You can listen to that broadcast, by the way. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., and Victor Bermudez is back to executive produce the spring game. It begins at 8
I didn't realize
PM.
That.
Yeah, well, he tweeted about it. I'm guessing he's producing it. And even if he's not, we'll credit him anyways. You know,
but the Panthers game is on tomorrow? Or that's a night game? I thought, for some reason, I thought it was an afternoon game tomorrow.
It's on 790.
The Panthers game?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because the spring game is from 3 to 6.
Wow.
And the Panthers game is at 6?
Yes, it's at 6.
But we're not putting that on 560?
No. According to the schedule, no.
Interesting.
So the Stanley Cup champs get pushed for a spring game?
But the spring game ends at 6, so what's going to be on?
Are you sure that's the updated schedule, Jimmy? This seems...
It is. I'm looking at it.
Huh.
Someone tell Antoine.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, let me give away these Heat tickets. Final four-pack. Heat host the Wizards on Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game. Caller number... What number you want to take, Jimmy?
23. About 23.
I love when Solana, I can actually hear him feeding the line, and then you say it. I find that delightful. Caller 23. Or Michael Jordan's retired jersey, 305-567-0560, 305-567-0560. Caller number 23 gets four Heat tickets for Sunday afternoon.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Throw the spinner!
Hawk and Crowder.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Had some fun this week, haven't we? Had some fun shows. Ended up... got kicked out of your hotel room Wednesday. You did the last hour and a half from a diner. That was delightful. A couple of shows at the Ameren Bank Arena. I mean, been all over the place this week.
It was a good week. I enjoyed it.
It really was. And now we're about to get into postseason hockey and postseason basketball. I was going to get to the Heat lines in the last segment. By the way, Lee Sterling had just texted me. He's going to be at Mark Light this weekend, and he texted me the pimento cheese milkshake, saying, should I give it a shot? Hell yes, you give that a shot. I mean,
so pimento cheese.
Yeah, but it's Masters week.
In a milkshake.
Yeah, you have to. Just the way that it works. It's not even a question. All right, Heat tonight. 15.5 point favorites on the road in New Orleans. Let me see. It's weird. They don't have point props. It's all separated by... point totals. I can't see, to record 20 or more points, Tyler Hero is minus 220. To record 25 or more points, he's plus 135. So I don't see an actual over-under for him on points on any of the players. It's all just these weird point totals. You see that?
I see that. Yeah. I'm seeing it now. That's weird.
I think there's a glitch because I saw that. I was looking in the Bulls game to see the Buzelis over, and the same problem. I think the Hard Rock Bet app has a glitch working there.
Oh, yeah, because I just did the Boston Charlotte game doesn't have any player props either like that.
If you want free money, Crowder, and I don't know why you haven't ridden this train with me for a while, Matas Buzelis over 15 points tonight against Washington. Is minus 110.
Easy money.
Easy money. Now let me look at 20. 20 or more points for Matas Buzelis is plus 300. Now explain to me again, Solana, does the Bulls need tonight or their game against the Sixers this weekend?
The Bulls can still move up to the eighth spot by winning out and I believe Atlanta losing one of their next two games. So, yeah,
they have a legit reason to play.
Which is why they're favored by so many points tonight. And which is why...
And Washington's terrible.
Washington's terrible, correct. Washington's trying to lose to better their odds in the lottery.
Well, I love Buzelis over 15 at minus 110. In fact, I'm putting that in right now. I'm not playing around on this. Telling me Boozy's not putting 15 points up tonight in an important game for the Bulls?
My location isn't verified.
You got it. Are you riding Lil Boozy Vert with me?
I was going to ride Boozy.
Yeah, there we go. They come around. Everybody comes around at some point.
He ain't scored 15. I watched him when I watched him against the Heat. I was like, okay, this is not one of Hawks' little Matt Mervis's. This dude can play basketball.
And Mervis hitting jacks. What are you talking about?
He's not hitting jacks. He hit one jack.
Multi home run game earlier
and
this season.
And then they benched him. They benched him tonight.
Does he lead the National League in ding dongs? What? What are you laughing at?
He's up there for sure. I mean, watch out. Crowder, you've heard of the Beehive. You talk bad about Beyonce, they come for you. Just wait, because when the Mervis Militia.
The Mervis Militia.
Yeah, when they hear these slanderous words of maybe the best hitter in baseball, they're coming for you.
This does not have anything to do with religion. This has to do with me
I'll be the judge of that.
Me evaluating his baseball talent.
I'll be the judge of that.
On Passover too, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I love my brothers.
Thanks, Kanye. Mm-hmm.
I love my brothers, man. I was at the Posnick JCC this morning.
Let's see here.
Wonderful people.
What, harassing people as they walk in again? Well, in fairness, Matt Mervis is not a league leader, per se, in home runs. He is tied for 28th in the National League.
Yeah. He's rolling, doo-doo. Mm-hmm.
On the up and up.
Well, just ride Lil Boozy Vert with me. That's all I'm telling you.
I'm riding
over
Boozy.
14 and a half.
Over 14 and a half. I'm trying to get it in now.
Time of our lives.
I don't know where I'm at.
Could be your internet. maybe walk over to Joe Zagacki's house and sign in over there.
I saw Josie walking this morning. Cane's hat, Cane's shirt, Cane's shorts.
He's always decked out Cane's. He doesn't mess around.
Yeah, we understand.
Does he go for walks in khaki pants or does he have khaki shorts for those walks?
he had on Cane's basketball shorts, but it had the big U on the bottom.
Wow.
But like the big long sandler shorts?
No, he got some knee out. Joe likes his knees out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Watching the Masters here. DeChambeau still one stroke behind Rose.
Oh.
What?
What a shot.
What happened?
Beyond. You're thinking I'm joking, but I'm not even lying.
It is beyond. I'm watching it. He chipped up. Wow. He chipped that in.
Chipped that in. Let's go beyond.
Beyond. Doing his thing. Professional golfer. All right. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on headlines. We'll give you the entire Masters leaderboard and have a little more fun for the final hour of the week. So do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ask your mom what her favorite Kodak Black song is.
Hawk and Crowder.